This is episode 1986 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for all you're going through and for showing up for yourself today. I'm sure that as we experience together this COVID-19 coronavirus, that you may be feeling as though you're on a roller coaster and you want to jump off. The best place to jump off is into your safe haven of inner peace. And you are in the right place as you get ready to meditate. This week's series, the theme is hope, because hope is going to allow you to begin to live this new normal we find ourselves in as we self-isolate. You may have lost work, or you're unsure of the security of your job. You may have the coronavirus or know people who are suffering from it. Wherever you are likely trying to establish a new normal as best as you can. My challenge for you throughout this entire week is for you to find something that gives you hope each day. Find one thing for which you're hopeful for each and every day. Sometimes this may be difficult. Other times there'll be so many things you could name. Find one thing that really stands out and feel gratitude for this hope. Throughout this series this week, I'm sharing with you some reflections on people who have overcome seemingly insurmountable odds, personal crises, economic crises, all kinds of crises. In yesterday's series, I shared with you Charles Moly, and I encourage you to watch Moly the movie. He overcame incredible odds of hardships from losing his entire family and growing up in poverty in Africa. In today's episode, I want to share with you someone who created a new normal despite tremendous odds. Her name is Liz Murray. She grew up with parents who were drug addicts, and they became such extreme drug addicts that the father ended up leaving the family and going to jail, and the mother ended up dying of AIDS from needle injections, from sharing needles, when Liz was 15 years old. So she found herself homeless at 15. She decided that she was going to pull herself out of that situation by completing high school in 2 years instead of the typical 4 years. And she ended up finishing the high school in 2 years and being accepted into Harvard University, one of the most difficult universities to get into in the world. And her story is so amazing, because it's one thing to overcome massive odds and to achieve success, but it's quite another thing to emerge from the process unscathed, without harboring bitterness and resentment. I watched a couple interviews of her on YouTube, and what struck me was how confident and hopeful and focused she is, and how open her heart is, how grateful she is for what she went through, and how much it defined her and made her a better person. I encourage you to watch her movie, From Homeless to Harvard. As you begin to find hope and see solutions and plan a new normal in your life, and also plan a new future, think about your inner haven of peace as being one of your most vital tasks each day, to spend time meditating, reflecting. I encourage you to keep a hope journal. Journal what makes you hopeful each day. You might be on the front line. You may be a medical care worker or someone who works with the public, and you're still showing up to work. You might feel resentful that so many people are able to stay at home. So keeping a hope journal can be pivotal to helping you stay grounded and grateful. And another thing, give yourself a lot of credit for what you're going through right now. It's not often, fortunately, that the world experiences a global pandemic. Your notes and reflections and journaling can provide inspiration for future generations. This could be your legacy that you leave in your family. Now, as you calm your mind and body each day, I want to share with you a breathing technique. When you're able to calm your breath, you instantly calm your emotional state. You are stronger than you realize. The worst part of a crisis is usually at the beginning, and you wonder, are you going to get through this? Will you feel this stressed and fearful and uncertain forever? But you won't. Dr. Richard Mollica of Harvard Medical School says, many people mistakenly believe that while a knife wound will heal, an injury to the mind is impossible to repair. Mollica believes that we're all born with the ability to restore our physical and mental selves, and that even in the most hopeless human being, there is hope. Over the course of our lives, about 75% of us, he says, will experience major life crises that are traumatic enough to trigger stress-related disorders. Yet, he says, only 8 to 12% develop these stress-related disorders. So we are more resilient than we realize. So focus on hope, and here's a breathing technique for you to carry into your meditation today. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, inhale and exhale through your nose. And with each inhale, mentally affirm peace, feeling peace spread throughout your body. And as you exhale, mentally affirm trust. Trust yourself. Trust the process. You've got this. Inhale, peace. Exhale, trust. The full guided half-hour meditations to this series, which include a journal and a slowdown guide, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.